Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good evening, beautiful people worldwide. My name is Roy Hamilton III, and you're tuned in to Let That Music Out. Yes, Let That Music Out. You see, we all got a story. We all got a song. We all got a journey. And our job, before we leave this earth, is to let that music out. So on today's show, we have a very special guest, Miss Sophia Galate. But she has an interesting story because for a long time, she wasn't letting her music out. For a long while, she became a professional music manager and a music agent working with some of the biggest stars and celebrities. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some new music from Leanna with The World Is Simple, Noah Sarrell with Better, and Maisha B with Purr, right here on Let That Music Out.
Just like they warned me. Now that you left me, I'm better. I'm doing everything I've always said I would. Watch me be better. Watch me accomplish everything I said I would. Watch me be better without you. Another song, another picture of times when it blew my mind how much you loved me. Oh, how I followed everything you would. You were my hero, my world. I didn't listen to all the things missing, and I filled those pieces with your empty words. Now that you left me, I'm better. I'm doing everything I've always said I would. Watch me be better. Watch me accomplish everything I said I would. Watch me be better without you. Without you. Hero, my world. Oh, how I miss you, but no, I don't need you, cause with or without you, I'm strong. Now that you left me, I'm better. I'm doing. Watch me be better on my own.
Oh my God! Hey, yo,
mom. Ain't even say too much and I already murdered the beat. He said, she said that they messing with me. Ha ha ha, I'm deceased. Ain't no competition, if there is, it'll be me vs me. Oh, I see, I'm getting them mad, but they wanna beat Maisha B.
That's me.
First off, I'm never last. Look at me, don't gotta brag. He wanna treat me good, just cause he know that I'm bad. You know I got it on lock, kinda like I'm wearing a badge. Fun fact, I'm never broke, j'ai l'argent, I'm in my bag. Purr, I'm that chick, purr. I'm not average, ain't nobody else like this, purr. Smashing this, but he ain't getting this cap. Purr, cash, moolah, stacks, bands, I'm in my bag. Purr, I'm a bad chick, nails done, hair did heaven, face car valid.
Never decline.
You gotta treat me differently, cause I'm not average. Any girl you put me up against, I'm carrying them like taxes.
Carrying.
Out of all of the girls he messed with, he say I be the baddest. Yeah, I'm winning, just like Boosie, I'm independent. I like to spend it and get it and spend it and get it and
spend it and get it and spend it.
I'm the original, I'm who they mimic. Oh, they mad, got them offended. Like stop playing with me, I'm hurt, period. Just like the end of a sentence. Purr, I'm that chick, purr. I'm not average, ain't nobody else like this, purr. Think he's smashing this, but he ain't getting this cap. Purr, cash, moolah, stacks, bands, I'm in my bag. Purr, purr, I'm that chick, purr. I'm not average, ain't nobody else like this, purr. Think he's smashing this, but he ain't getting this cap. Purr, cash, moolah, stacks, bands, I'm in my bag. Purr,
purr, I'm that chick, purr. I'm that chick, purr.
All right, that was Maisha B with Purr. Amazing. So right now we're going to get into the first half of the interview with Miss Sophia Galate. Man, her story is amazing. How it got to the point where it hurt for her not to let her music out and she just had to do something about it. Stay tuned. Here we go. Okay, so we have a very interesting guest today on Let That Music Out, Miss Sophia Galate. And the reason why I'm laughing is because I was trying to figure out how to pronounce your name properly with the accent Gute on it and Galate. So welcome.
It's called.
Yeah, that's what that little thing is called. Welcome to Let That Music Out.
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm tired. It's really, the weather in LA is really bad. So it's like, kind of want to be cozy.
Yeah, it's about 11 a.m. there for you right now. It's pretty early still.
Pouring rain. It's like flooding.
Oh, good. We like it when it rains there because then, you know, things can kind of reset. I remember it barely rained in LA when I used to live there, like once in a while. But I liked when it did, though. It was different. You're going to stay cozy in the house today and just chill?
Yeah, all week. I was out for the Grammys stuff last week. So
that's like, right.
Inside.
Grammy week. How was that? Like, was the city all like a buzz and a lot going on?
Yeah, there's like a million parties every day. So you have to like pick and choose and just have adrenaline all night.
Absolutely. Did you perform at any of the Grammy functions? Like,
I did not.
No, not this year?
Eventually.
Is it something on your goals list for 2025?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely want to. I'm a member of the Recording Academy as well. Like, so I voted and stuff. So I'll go to the Grammys, you know.
Maybe I know you will.
Yeah.
So, you know, I came across your music online and right away I had this intuition that like you're quickly going places and, you know, so I was really happy to meet you at this stage before you're untouchable. You know, some people get.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the goal. I wanted to kind of go back because I couldn't find a lot like history musically on you. And the listeners are going to get to understand why, but I'm going to go back to beginning. So like, how did you get started in music?
Yeah, it's funny that you say like, there isn't that much musical history of me online because I'm really just like 3 years into my artistry, but I've been singing since I was super young. Like I started doing musical theater when I was in elementary school. I don't really know how I got into it, but I remember when I was really young, I was obsessed with The Wizard of Oz and Shirley Temple and The Nutcracker. So a lot of like music related things. And when I got into high school is kind of how I stepped away from musical theater and just focused on choir. And I remember I won this singing competition in my hometown in eighth grade. And that allowed me, the music competition was like really small, but because I won that, I was allowed to sing that song as a solo at my school concert. And that was like the first solo I ever did. And it was like, I have a recording of it. It's so funny. I sang a ballad called Nobody Knows by Pink. And it's like a random ballad that Pink isn't really like known. She's known for a couple of her ballads, but it's a really random song. But I remember that was like the moment. And then going into high school, I really had solos at like every show. So I was like the singer in high school. I thought it was a big deal at the time. But then when I went to college and moved to Chicago in a big city, I was like, oh, now I'm a small fish in a giant pond. Gotcha. So, but I had a lot of like confidence on stage and performing and confidence with myself as a singer in high school. I knew that I wanted to be an artist. And then when I left, moved to Chicago for college, the fear of becoming an artist like really took over me. And I started to be afraid to pursue that. But at the same time, I was so inspired by the music that was happening in Chicago. I think there's a lot of things. I'll just name a few of the fears. It's like being an artist and being a singer as a career is like the hardest thing to do. So a lot of people, when you're younger, you say you want to do that, people are like, good luck. Even if you're good, they're like, good luck. So I was embarrassed to tell people that I wanted to do that, even though I felt that I was good and people thought that I was good. It was just kind of like, okay, if I just make this my hobby and not my career path, then it doesn't matter if people judge me because I'm not doing it for real, or I don't have to hold myself accountable for failures or whatever because I'm not going to do it professionally. So just all these reasons, but I still was like singing at school, but I didn't like really invite my friends to my like school concerts. But what's wild is that like Chicago is where I fell in love with jazz. Like, I would go to jazz clubs and stuff. And
love the jazz clubs in Chicago.
And the scene, just the music scene in general in Chicago was booming at the time. It was like the era of Chance the Rapper's like huge growth. Like, I lived there during when all of his albums came out, and all the musicians that were kind of like in line with him and other artists and other singers. So like the music scene was amazing. Like, I was very like well versed in who the players were, but I wasn't in it. But also at the time, I really was just kind of focused on like living in Chicago. Like, I just loved living in Chicago. I wasn't really focused on like, it's kind of a regret of mine that I like didn't maybe like study more music things when I was in college or do more music things. But anyways, so I was like, okay, I'm not going to be an artist, so I'll just move back to LA and work in the music industry, and I'll work with artists, and that'll be just as fulfilling. I won't have to try as hard, but I'll still be in it.
Exactly. So, okay. Now that's what's now, let's put a pause there. So this is where it gets interesting, because this is how you kind of got into the music industry professionally, music on the back burner. Now you're in LA. Yeah. So yeah, that transition kind of keep going, like play through.
Yeah, so
that.
I pretty much just like stopped singing. Like, even when I was in college, I was still like, I had a piano in my bedroom and I would sing. And
got two pianos back there. That's incredible. You don't play pianos. Like,
this is a Steinway from 1886.
Wow.
That I just like inherited. And we have a piano in our living room, so like we didn't really have a place to put it, so I just put it in my bedroom.
Nice.
Which is kind of cool, because now it looks like I'm in a studio. Okay, so I stopped singing, but everyone who knew me my whole life up until this point, like, always knew that I was a singer, because I was very outward about it until I moved back to LA and started working in the industry. I quit singing to the point where it's like I wasn't even playing my piano and singing alone in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Like, granted, my first job, I worked at a talent agency and touring. So it's like that job is like a 24/7 job. So I didn't really have time for anything else. And it's so interesting. I remember I used to think that anyone who worked in the industry, even if they were on the business side, that they were musicians, like that was their background. So it was kind of weird for me to learn that like these people know nothing about music. They just want to work in the music industry. So I worked basically in the industry for like 5 years before I like made the transition as an artist. I worked in touring. I worked in management. I worked in marketing. But really my main things were like touring and management. And throughout those 5 years where I wasn't singing, there was a few important like catalyst moments that made me like realize that I missed singing. One of the things was that, okay, I was back in LA where I'm from, and I would run into people that I knew, you know, before I went to college, and I would run into them kind of all the time, and everyone that knew me would ask me if I was still singing all the time. And I would say no, and I said no about like 200 times, and I was like, damn, this really hurts my soul that this is what people know me as, and they ask me this question hoping that I say yes, and I always say no. It's really sad. So that was the start of it. I was like, oh, I really miss singing. And it's funny because all my friends and my family always wanted me to pursue music, but when I wasn't pursuing it, they would still like tell me you should sing, da, 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 and I'd be like no. So it's like a lot of people have these stories of no one believed in me and only I believed in myself and I grinded it out. For me, actually, like everyone around me believed in me except for myself. Like my mom was always trying to like find opportunities for me to like meet with people or sing for people, and I was like, no, I'm not trying to be a singer. I'm really grateful that I always had people like rooting for me to be a singer, even when I like told myself that I couldn't or shouldn't. And a lot of the reasons I told myself I couldn't was because I was already establishing myself in the industry as a manager or whatever. And I felt that like the idea of breaking the ice to people and transitioning into an artist just seemed super overwhelming for me. And when I first thought of it, I just hadn't figured out how to do it seamlessly.
All right, part one of the interview. Man, that was amazing. Can't wait to hear where this goes next. In the meantime, we're going to have new music from Ryan Van Lee with Shot in the Dark, the one-year anniversary of Michelle Rose with Set Me Free, so we're going to celebrate that, and a new song by Shalane Stebner called Brenda. It's a really cool song, up-tempo and funky. Let's go.
Now you lean next to me. Short days and long nights, our love is a paradise. And girl, it's not hard to see. A better man with a list of stakes just erased everything that
wine spilled on the floor. Hey! Would ever cheat on her. She said, you've been cheating, you've been lying, you've been drinking, I've been crying. I ain't gonna spend one more tear on you. I'm done hurting, I'm done trying, you're still flirting, there's no denying all the stupid stuff you put me through. Well, you ain't messing with my heart no more. She left the cigarette in the ashtray and the wine spilled on the floor. You've been cheating, you've been lying, you've been drinking, I've been crying. I ain't gonna spend one more tear on you. I'm done hurting, I'm done trying, you're still flirting, there's no denying all the stupid stuff you put me through. Well, you ain't messing with my heart no more. No, you ain't messing with my heart no more. She left the cigarette in the ashtray and the wine spilled on.
So when I was a manager, I started just like writing songs by myself alone in my bedroom. This was like in 2018. So really prior to 2018, I didn't really write music my whole life. Maybe like one song in high school and like a couple ideas in college. So I'm like new to songwriting. So I started writing some songs really just for myself. Never thought that I would release them. And then I started showing a couple close friends and they reacted like very well to the music. And then I had a show, a really small show in 2019. I had the show just because I missed performing. It wasn't because I was trying to be famous or wanted to be. I just truly have a passion for singing and performing because it feels good. And I think that's what's so cool about my journey is that like I for so long tried to tell myself not to be an artist. Like I was like, you can't do it. You're already doing this. You shouldn't do it. People are going to judge you. But like I tried to suppress it for so long, but I truly am just like a lover of singing and music that I just couldn't not do it anymore. Mm-hmm. So when I had my show, the show went really well. And then after that show, I was like, wow, I should record one of these songs. Kind of took me like a year to figure out recording one fucking song. And I put out my first song in the pandemic. And when I did it, I kind of put out this statement before I released the song because I didn't want it to seem like I was just putting out a song for fun. I basically led with this story of why I work in the music industry in the first place. And the reason is because I've been singing since I was 8 years old. And I've always wanted to be a singer. I just was too scared to pursue it. So I felt that helping other artists would fulfill that same void. But it, even though I loved doing that and I learned a lot, it didn't, you know, my passion is singing. And that's why I'm releasing a song.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of like set it up just so that it made sense to people.
I love that. Wow. A strong statement to like tell people where you're at. It must have took a lot of courage to be vulnerable like that.
It took me like years in my mind.
Yeah.
Of battling with my multiple selves to, unfortunately, an insane overthinker. And, but I feel like I did it in a way most professional and most seamless and really in a humble way that never made it seem like I really kind of kept it hidden from my clients. So I never wanted to seem like I was like using them to get to the artist side. So
yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really great testimony because I happen to know a few artists who are currently working at record labels and things like this, but really they at heart are artists and they don't want to take advantage of like the connections at the label or try to seem like they're doing the job for that reason. But it's just kind of like how their story's playing out, right? They're like smart enough on the admin and business side to where they just, they got jobs, but they're also making music and it's an awkward thing. And I think you do get to a point where you just have to say like, I'm just going to step out and step into it fully. And I think that's great what you did. That's a great piece of advice. Like I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to preface it like this. Like, look, guys, This isn't random. This is who I've been all along. This is my life. This is my, I hope you enjoy it. From what I saw from your video clips and singing, I'm like, it's so effortless. How could anybody even question your motives, right? Once that's they hear you open up your mouth, right? It's like, oh, it's like, it whoa. Like,
and that's the thing too. It's like, once people saw me, so like when I had my first show, that wasn't really, I wasn't even really Sophia yet. Like I was always like Sophie G my whole life. Like
Sophie G.
And like I was... My government name is Sophia. My parents, since I was born, always called me Sophie. So everyone called me Sophie my whole life. And then when I made the transition to be an artist, I was like, I should use my real name because it allows me to step into something else. You know, like my homies and family still call me Sophie, but just switching it from Sophie to Sophia allowed me to like rebrand myself into the artist. And so I remember when I like had my first small show that I didn't really advertise, like half the people that came were like music industry colleagues that were like, we don't know what you're doing, but like, come support you. But then when they saw me, it's like, it's undeniable. It's exactly. Like, oh, she does this. She was just hiding it. And I think, and even when I finally put my first project out, I had a release party where I performed that music and people who had never like knew of that for me, they were like, oh my God, you can perform. I'm like performing since I was in high school, you know, like, and so it was kind of like, yeah, people maybe had cognitive dissonance about it, but when they saw me, they're like, oh, we get it. Like,
exactly. I could imagine
like my clients who I was managing, they're like, it'd be different if you sucked, but like, you're great. So you need to go do what you need to do. You know,
that's great. I love how you did that. Okay, I want to switch gears and kind of talk about, and you started talking about your songwriting process. Like, so how do you come up with your songs?
It's changed since my first project. My first project, I wrote secretly by myself in my bedroom, and I wasn't really working on a project. I just started writing music, and really like those seven tracks that are on my project are like seven of maybe 10 songs I'd written in my whole life. There was maybe like those songs that are on the project are like the only songs I ever had written.
Wow.
There's maybe a couple other ideas that like just didn't make it on the project. I think that's kind of like what's beautiful about your first work is that like no one's comparing me to anything. And the songs just came to me. It wasn't like I was trying to write. So I think that was most of those songs were birthed just like me on the keys. And then I had other instrumentalists like replay them or add production and stuff like that. One song, Love Me, was actually produced by someone else. Like he had made the original instrumental. Now I'm in a place where people, you know that I make music now. So I get sent a lot more instrumentals to me because I'm a piano player, but like not really crazy. So it's like, I'm kind of limited with what I can do. So now I'm kind of in a place of really just trying to like challenge myself songwriting wise. So a lot of times the songs are about love or relationships or like conflict in relationships with other people or romantically or something. So I'm trying to write, you know, songs about maybe just topics that aren't about that or writing more from like a freestyle place. So a couple songs that I've written that are unreleased are, sometimes I'm just freestyling melodies and random words come out.
Yeah.
And I take those words and I'm like, my subconscious said this for a reason. So how do I make something out of this? But yeah, I'm in a space where like a lot of producers and instrumentalists just send me stuff so that I can just kind of freestyle to it. I'm also just looking to like expand my collaborative team because I really do a lot of writing by myself, which is a slower process.
I like that. Okay, so I think we have time for one or two more questions. With you having so much experience on both sides of the business, what would you give as a piece of advice to someone just starting out, someone who's definitely talented singer-songwriter, wants to become an artist? Like, give us a gem. Give us something.
Actually, I feel like I heard this piece of advice when I worked at ICM. Like, you have to pay attention to what other artists are doing, but not too much. Like, because you'll start, like, think about it like as, you know, when like a horse race, they have to look straight the whole time. If the horse looks into the other lane, they fall over, you know? And it's kind of like keep like side blinders on. Because sometimes if you spend too much time focusing and comparing to other artists, you lose track of like your own lane. And it's just like something I struggle with as well. And sometimes I compare myself, but it's just like, pay attention to what you're supposed to do. And maybe you get ideas because you see another artist doing something. Do it in your own way, but just keep continuing to do all the things you do and don't like look too far to the right because you might fall off your own path. So I think it's to stay focused on what you do because what you do is different than anyone else.
I like that. Final question. So what else can we expect from you this year for your music and with your career?
Just new music. I feel like I focus a lot on shows and performing a lot. So I think this year I'm focusing more on just like writing and making it, expanding my catalog. Of course, I want to perform. It's my favorite thing to do. But really just, I think like collaborations and music with different people and maybe different styles and stuff like that.
I love that. We're going to have to get you up to Toronto to do a show.
I need to perform in Toronto. I have fans in Toronto who've asked
me. All right. I'm going to connect you with Toronto. A few people who can help you do that. I'm not really the show business guy, but I do know a few people that can help you out in that department. And save a collaboration for me too, because I love to write and work on something with you.
Yeah, like, I would love that.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for joining us on Let That Music Out. And I will talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow, what an inspiring interview by Sophia Galate. God bless you, Sophia, man, for making that transition and doing it so smoothly and with so much grace. I know you're going to continue doing well, and I'm so glad you decided to let your music out. So to close out the show, we're going to have some new music here. We're going to play one of Sophia's songs, Should I Tell You? I think we played this a few weeks back, but we're going to play it again. From there, we're going to get into Keja Cox with Get Down, and last but not least, Larissa Santiago with Not Torn. Have a great night, y'all. Take care. God bless. Peace.
Should I tell you all the reasons I decided it was over? I'd like for you to know these things, so as you grow older, you can be better for the next girl. Maybe you'll listen to the next girl. So I think I'ma tell you that I was disconnected, misunderstood. Feeling like I couldn't really show you who I was with all my emotions. Oh, I tried to show you. Oh, I wish you. Oh, I wish you would let me lay my head on your shoulder. You'd lend me your ear. I'd tell you all the things I'd like you to hear. But you couldn't be someone who understands me. Oh, you should have swallowed pride with me by your side and loved me like I wanted you to. Ooh. Should I tell you that even though I decided that it was over, oh, I still think about it too. We had fun, me and you, but I was disconnected, misunderstood, feeling like I couldn't really show you who I was with all my emotions. Oh, I tried to show you. Oh, I wish you. Oh, I wish you would let me lay my head on your shoulder. You'd lend me your ear. I'd tell you all the things I'd like you to hear, but you. Loved me like I wanted, loved me like I needed you too. So should I have told you all the reasons I decided it was over? I was hoping it would help me get out. But I'm still here, thinking it through, wondering what I should do. Should I love you? I don't wanna love you no more. Tonight I'm feeling sexy. Tonight I'm
put your hands up if you know you're the baddest in the whole.
So ain't no turning down. The city like a marathon, we running the town. So tonight we in the club, slash bar, slash lounge. It don't matter what it is, automatically shut it down. It's a must you can trust that tonight we make a movie. Time to get loopy, see shorty dancing, I like the way she moving. Approach her like a winner, can tell she not into losing. But she making me lose it, hold up. Keeping body moving, don't slow up. Make your booty bounce down, go up. Your friends will turn up, what you show her. Tell them order more bottles, do the roll up. For sure we about to go up, just gotta call, more friends show up. The energy level about to go higher. Casamigos, Hennessy on fire. We not on the boat, but shot a clock. Who driving? Keep the party rolling, four tires.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present a song from Forged Rain's new album, High Horsepower, released October 25th. This high-energy album from one of CFRC's very own volunteers showcases the artist's signature blend of electronic dance music infused with retro twist. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream High Horsepower now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Freak Show right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
later.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at Screening Room Kingston.